Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here, 9:30 p.m. on your dial in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word. Also, we are in Arizona on 91.1 FM, Grace. Go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your Android, your smartphone, or your tablet, and download our mobile app right now. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor Kawa Kwan from Lamb of God Church and Bible School Ministry.
It's been two weeks.
Yes. I'm sorry. Oh, and that's Pastor okay. Barry just came in. Oh, you still got those platform shoes. Looking good, Barry.
What's up, Barry?
Barry's in the house.
Amen.
Hey, can't forget about my wingless angel, my beautiful co-host, my awesome bride, and the number one camel lover in the world.
Yeah.
And, of course, my delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
Ribeye, right?
Yeah, you gotta combine it together.
But you know, I love my. Barry, do your camel. See, I like his camel. Hey, to all of you that know the camel, you know, do your camel sound right now. One, two, three.
Don't lose us here, Bulla. Don't lose us, Pastor.
You notice I'm not saying anything because I am praying.
Yeah. Don't let go, Bulla.
Don't let go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's always good to have you, Pastor Kwan.
Yes, and it's always good to be here sharing the word of God this night.
Amen.
And I want to say good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We've asked our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We've also prayed for the other prisons in Arizona, Iloi Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates are listening to our radio program, and mahalo for tuning in.
Mahalo, Pastor Kawa.
Praise the Lord.
You don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Booth says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio or garage, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and we're forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii. Bula?
Well, we humbly send a loud shout out to the Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro, and thank you to everyone else who's listening in the Florence and Coolidge area also. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahialona, for your vision to reach the lost.
Now, if this program has touched you, if you need a word of encouragement or you'd like some prayer, give me a call at 808-222-2822. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
Payday.
Whenever we get mail. But it is Monday, and that's a beautiful thing as we come into the sea breeze by Pumana.
Motivational Monday. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Good breezes today. Trade winds blowing. No longer the south winds.
Amen.
Just calming breezes. Gentle breezes along the shore.
I think Guy Hagi better watch out. He might be out of a job. Well, that's the joy. It's Motivational Monday. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. But I love the song you chose tonight, and it's Casting Crowns, Voice of Truth.
would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and mend under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do, the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
But the stone was just the right size to put the giant on the ground. And the waves, they don't seem so high. On top of them looking down,
amen, amen. Yes. The voice of truth voice would be the truth. Voice of the Lord. And amen. Always a pleasure to have all of us together to start the beginning of another one. I can't believe it's already April 16th. I don't know what happened to March, guys, but we're in the middle of April, and I don't know. Time is flying. Time waits for no one, Pastor.
Yes, and just a brief public announcement. Taxes are due tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Brought to you by Pastor Dr. Kawakwan, bringing a lot of joy into those that are listening this evening.
Yes, God is good. He brings us to all these things. And I'm truly glad to be here this evening. I'm just grateful.
Hallelujah.
To be in the presence. Amen. With all of you.
Hallelujah.
And especially you, the listeners.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's really glad to be a family again, you know, when you sit down together for a meal, not only a meal, but, you know, just gathering and sitting together. And that's what this whole show is about, this radio program, in bringing the message in a calming atmosphere, in bringing the message of truth in such, you know, just a family atmosphere, just sitting together. And that's why I like to look in how good God is. You know, the friends that I've gained throughout all this time being a part of the radio program, it's amazing.
Oh, hallelujah.
From Hana Maui the way out to Kekaha in Kauai, going into the Big Island, all over, all these people that come into our lives, and then going across the ocean to the prisons.
Yes, sir.
And I believe this broadcast is even going further.
Further, yes, sir.
Crossing the land of America and going all the way out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's God. That's only God. And think of it. We're just sitting right here in a room and just sharing the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I love that song also, The Voice of Truth.
Yes,
sir. And you know, tonight the message, well, the brief message of discussion that we have, it's really about stepping out of our comfort zones.
Yes, sir.
It's really about going beyond now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we trust only within ourselves, we're gonna hit some roadblocks.
Yes, sir.
But we have to trust in our Heavenly Father. And that's why tonight's message comes from the book of Matthew,
yes, sir,
chapter 12, verses 46 to verse 50. But you know, chapter 12 of Matthew begins a great journey for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many miracles that are being performed, but there's also confrontations.
Yes, sir.
I like that word. But you know, when you learn about what the word means, hey, Barry, do you like confrontations?
Well, you know, confrontation comes to change.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Just go right there. Let the camel speak. Let that camel speak.
My pastor Barry is non-confrontational.
Okay. I don't.
I know, Bula, you face a lot of confrontations, but, you know, that's part of life. Yeah.
That's part of life. But, you know, it's interesting because when you look at a confrontation, if you look at how you have to confront somebody, you have to come to the front of it.
Yeah.
You know, the only way you get through the house is through the front door.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because anytime you come home and you go to the side door, the patio door, the back door, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But if you come to the front door, at least you got to deal with it head
on. Confront. Right.
She lives with me. She's getting better.
All right.
But you see, once you have a confrontation, then you have a resolution. Because you can't have a resolution without a confrontation.
Right.
So once there's a resolution, now you're moving forward. Otherwise,
you're moving forward.
The confrontation is still there in front of you.
Still there.
It's part of the process.
It's all in. I like that word, process.
Part of the process.
And that's a good word for all of us here tonight.
Yes, sir.
The process of things. And you know, tonight when we're going to read, I'm going to ask Lady Lynn to start us off with her Message Bible. It just kind of cuts the air with all this.
And so in the Message Bible, Message Bible in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50, it reads, "While he was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers showed up. They were outside trying to get a message to him. Someone told Jesus, 'Your mother and brothers are out here wanting to speak with you.' Jesus, he didn't respond directly, but said, 'Who do you think my mother and brothers are?' He then stretched out his hand toward his disciples. 'Look closely. These are my mother and brothers. Obedience is thicker than blood. The person who obeys my heavenly Father's will is my brother and sister and mother.'"
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We can stop right there and you can just praise the Lord after
Amen.
A while. You know, and all of this.
Yes. Praise God.
My brother and my sister. What was that last verse? How did you read that? The last verse again.
It says, "Obedience is thicker than blood.
Ooh.
The person who obeys my Heavenly Father's will is my brother and sister and mother."
Wow.
Wow.
Obedience.
Thicker than blood.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank God for that and obedience. But, you know, as you've heard so far, what we're discussing, what we're going to talk about is family.
That's right.
Is family.
Thank you, Lord.
And in all of this, what better place to talk about family than Hawaii?
Amen.
Ohana.
Amen, man.
We care for one another. And we love each other. We even sometimes allow things for the family to do, but it's because, you know, it's just how we grew up, you know, all of the things, you know. I believe the Hawaiian culture says it takes a community, a tribe to
takes
raise
a village. Takes a village to raise a child.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that addition.
Amen.
There.
Amen.
Aloha ne.
Maika Inoa.
Okay, God is good.
All these Hawaiians in the house.
Hey, Barry.
That's with the Barry. Filipino chicken.
Okay.
I'll read 47. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and your brother are outside. They want to speak to you." Jesus asked, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does the will of God, the will of my Father in heaven, is my brother and sister and mother."
Mm-hmm. Very close.
Yeah, very good. Whosoever. So,
whosoever.
You know, I always say we're always talking to the whosoever believeth people.
That's right.
But now tonight it's the whosoever shall do. Whosoever will do.
Will do.
See, so the picture is whosoever believeth, and now it's whosoever is going to do.
Will do.
Now. It's because we're all in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now.
Yes.
So we speaking to believers and people who are wanting to. They're going
to
eventually become.
Amen.
So they are part of the whosoever.
Whosoever.
And now we're going to have Pastor
in
Ula.
The Jesus
in
book.
In the Jesus corner.
Aloha. In the Jesus corner. It says, I love how they have the little titles above the sections. And
it says.
Jesus, Mara, and Brothers. Right there, Mara and Brothers.
Mara
it
and
says,
Brothers.
When Jesus stayed talking to the people, had his Mara and Brother guys over there too, standing outside. They like talk to him. One guy tell him, "Hey, your mother and your brothers, they're outside and they like talk to you." Jesus tell the guy, "Hey, who you figure my mother? Who you figure my brothers?" Then he point to the guys he teach and he say, these guys, awesome. They my mother and my brothers. Because whoever do the things my father in the sky say, they my brother and my sister and my mother.
Wow. And my mother. Oh,
thank
my,
God.
My.
Yeah, don't correct your picture. I just put on my Revelation glasses.
Oh, those are...
is that what you call
me.
Them?
That's me. I'm still the same guy.
Yeah, you just transformed to the Dr. Kwan position now, the professorial look.
We come up against a lot of giants
in
our
lives.
Right. Yes.
Giants. And again, I go back to the song where it speaks part of the verses. It speaks of the giants that were calling out, and we remember the story. And as the giants would call out, they would mock the children of Israel. They mocked them. Mm-hmm. He mocked them. He called, "You have none." And here comes the mighty, mighty warrior of God.
Amen.
Small in stature, but large in faith.
Mm.
And you mentioned that word, obedience.
Obedience.
Obedience is thicker than blood. It's thicker.
That's right.
Though Christ, like I said, in this chapter, there's many things that happens. He delivers by the power of Jesus Christ, but yet the children of Israel say, it's not the power of Christ. It's Beelzebub. It's the devil.
That's right.
He's doing this in the name of the devil.
Mm.
Right there. Transition. Change again. Confrontation. But he goes through it. And then there's another part in the scripture that reminds us about a tree is known by its fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks of all this. So now Christ is speaking of all these things. And then he comes along in this last verse before he comes to the 13th chapter. And he talks and they speak about family right now.
Amen.
He's speaking about family. And then one person says, your mother, your father, your brothers are out there. They want to talk to you. And amazing, you know, in all the different translations that we were speaking about tonight, Christ turns and said, this is my brother. This is my mother. These the ones that do the will of my Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. The ones that are obedient. And tonight, this is something we all have in common. Obedience. Obedience, all of us. But we are tried and we are going to be confronted and we're going to be challenged to be disobedient in things of life. But know this, the body of Christ We need to stand together. Mm. We need to unite in many things. We're going to face, like I said, we're going to face different things. But I love how Christ says, behold my mother. Yes, he does. He was born from Mary. He did have his brethren. He did have like you and I. But you know, many a times when we come across family, and I know I'm not the only one, but everybody knows us from little boy time, Hanabada days, way back in the day. All our faults, all our failures, all our mistakes. And they always remember us with a nickname or something. We are remembered by certain things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to say tonight, you know, your past is a past.
Amen.
And that's all it is.
Leave it there.
It's a history. And you know, there's a difference between history and the testimony you have tonight.
That's right.
A testimony declares Jesus Christ, the new creature that is alive. It declares the destiny of your life. A history, that's all record, recorded way back. That doesn't give glory to God. Your testimony gives glory to God.
Mm.
And that's why Christ, when he said, whosoever shall do the will of my Father,
that's right,
which is in heaven. He declared that too, mm-hmm, in heaven now.
Established
these things.
Yep.
The same. I like that. And you that are listening tonight that believe in Jesus Christ, that have your Father, and that you're striving on to your best, you hold fast. You have a testimony that will declare. And it's very valuable to the Lord.
Amen.
Your testimony, your
Hallelujah.
Life that you have. For we all have that testimony. Isn't that true, Pastor Barry?
Yes, it's true. We all have that testimony. How God had saved us, how God has raised us and brought us back to life.
Ooh,
spiritually.
Yes, thank God.
But you know, like Barry, I know you're musically, you have a musical history also.
Mm-hmm.
You played instruments, entertained, I'd like to
in the world.
Use
yes.
that word.
Entertained,
yeah.
Played Hawaiian music. And
but now you worship God.
Now I worship. And it's a different.
Right.
It's different because when you're out there playing, entertaining, mm-hmm, it's you're making others feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're worshiping, you're not making no one else feel good because you're just worshiping one.
Mm.
One God. And that brings us all a part of the family of God.
Yes.
You know, we have the same Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Through
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. You know, we just come through Easter and how Jesus died on the cross for all of us, all of our sins.
Hallelujah.
Not just all of the sins that we didn't do, but the sins that even we willfully do.
Yes, hallelujah.
But God's faithfulness, that's what his love is so great for us. But whosoever, isn't that amazing? Is that a good word,
Lady
Lynn? Whosoever.
Yes.
That has no barriers.
That's right.
That breaks down the walls of things.
Connects us.
And that's what Free Inside is about, breaking walls down through the Word of God, through
Amen.
The living Word of God.
Amen.
And when we hear the Word of God, and that's why we preach the Word of God, faith becomes alive in all of us.
We demonstrate love.
We demonstrate love, but
Amen.
Faith unites us together. Faith brings us together as a body. Faith helps us to overcome many things.
Yes, hallelujah.
Not in ourselves, but through the power of the transforming Word of God.
Yes.
Isn't that good, Pastor Bula?
Well, you know, it's the only thing that will change us is going to be the Word of God. And you've got to remember where whosoever appears. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever. Yes. That's where we get to whosoever Ohana established. Is whosoever. And also, it's, you know, we always talk about the devil's strategy, and I always go back to that because a lot of people don't realize the devil, there's no way the devil can be your friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no way because the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy.
There's no negotiation.
Destroy means destroy. I mean, I don't know how to explain that any better. And it says, but I have come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. There's a choice to be made.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I wanted to bring up tonight, and you talked about it earlier, is in verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd.
Oh, yes.
The good shepherd giveth his life
giveth
for the sheep.
His life. Yes.
For all of us that carry the mantle of pastor, you are the good shepherd. Shepherd,
mm-hmm,
would you be willing to give your life for your sheep? See, that's the mantle that you have to come with because it's established in the Word of God already. God is the answer. Jesus was the ensample and example for us to follow. And it says that God has come that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. More abundant, it's all about choices, guys. And that's why we do this radio program. You got to choose. We can't tell you what to do. We'll suggest it. But the bottom line, it comes down to you right where you at
choose
right now.
Life.
Choose life.
God tells you.
And that's what he also says in John 15, 14. You are my friends. Mm-hmm. If you do whatsoever I command you.
Right there.
If you do.
If
you do whatsoever.
If there's an if, there could be an if not.
Yeah. True. Let's stay positive.
Well, that's just life.
Yeah. But like I said, too, tonight, the song, Voice of Truth, it also, the chorus part, it speaks of the stone that destroyed.
Hallelujah.
And so tonight, the power of the word be that upon you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you for the word of God.
Thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you for the ears that heard. And faith becomes alive this night.
Encourage us, Lord.
I pray, Lord, for healing, deliverance, and, Lord, confidence.
Yes, God. Lord.
And I pray this night if someone heard that and they desire the love of God.
Yes, God.
All they need to
draw
do is cry out
to you, Lord.
Say, Jesus, I believe.
I believe.
Jesus, I receive.
Jesus, I receive.
And Lord, tonight, let the Holy Spirit have your way upon that
life. Yes, Lord.
And bless this ministry and our lives in
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Another powerful program. Hey,
thank
tomorrow
you,
night, Pastor James Bird Mahalona, buckle up.
Buckle up.
You have to get ready for that program every time.
Yeah.
Like you say, come on, somebody. Hey, but you got to know by now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, it's late. We'd like to stay, but we got to go. So,
ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.